We have two really world-renowned archaeologists and Bible scholars in Eric and Carol Myers in our congregation, and I don't even think they've heard this news sort of breaking late from Israel, that apparently there was an archaeologist who was digging in the Negev Desert in Israel who came upon a casket containing a mummy, which is a rather rare occurrence in Israel, to say the least. And after examining it, apparently he called the curator of the Israel Museum, and he said, "I've just discovered a 3,000-year-old mummy of a man who died from heart failure." And the curator of the Israel Museum was, you know, very excited about this. He said, "This sounds incredibly strange, a mummy in Israel and heart failure, but go ahead and bring him in and we'll check it out." And just yesterday, apparently the curator informed the archaeologist that he was right, both about the age, that it was about 3,000 years old, and about the cause of death. And he says to him, "How did you know that he died from heart failure? I mean, that seems like a very difficult thing to just figure out when you find it." And he said it was very easy, that sitting right next to the mummy's hand, there was a piece of paper that said 10,000 shekels on Goliath. What was great is Carol's going, "I didn't hear anything about a mummy." That's amazing. So it's always good to start with a little humor when the next thing you're going to do is say a prayer for Israel. Over the past few days, there was an article in the New York Times that said our feelings about Israel are now, quote, too hot to touch. And that it is impossible, quote, it is impossible to have a civil conversation about Israel in our synagogues. One commentator in Haaretz published a piece a couple of days ago urging rabbis, quote, "Don't speak about Israel. There's not much rabbis can say that people attending high holiday services won't have already heard. That's especially true because although American rabbis may feel deeply about the politics and foreign policy of the Jewish state, it's not their area of expertise, and by becoming B grade, I think maybe B minus grade pundits, they undermine their authority." To which another commentator responded, "Many of the most interesting Jewish questions of today, the meaning and use of power, the responsibilities of sovereignty, the challenges and opportunities that come with managing minority rights and religious pluralism, are embedded in the story of the state of Israel and its meaning for the Jewish people to back away from this and, quote, only talk about Torah, whatever that means, makes Torah a banality and Israel something vacuous." Several of you forwarded me those articles with either encouragement or caution. And a few of you just sent them along and said, "Good luck." I'm really glad I don't have to do what it is that you do, for which I thank you so much. What I want to say is that I do not believe that we cannot have a civil conversation about Israel. I don't accept it. We have had them here in our synagogue in the past year. We've read books together. We've listened to scholars together. There are people in our community who have gone to Israel and studied in yeshiva or spent time working with Palestinians. And they've returned to our community to talk about their experiences and Israel. In a few moments, we're going to recite the prayers for our country, for Israel, and for peace. And we're going to do so, these prayers are from the liturgy. And what I want to say is that in moments where so many of us feel so deeply and so differently, I find that liturgy can be incredibly helpful. Not because we all believe every word of the prayers, of these prayers, or of any of the prayers, but because I think of these prayers not as literal statements about what we must believe, but as vessels, as tools for facilitating our conversations, our thoughts, our reflections, our struggles, our doubts, our love, our anger, our frustration, our shame, our hope with each other, with ourselves, and with God. I will not tell you what to think about events in Israel or in the world, even if I were an A-plus pundit. That is not what we're here to do. It's not what you need from me. But we will also not, as the commentator said, back away and, quote, only talk about Torah as if the world of Torah and prayer can or even should be somehow detached from God's world. Your rabbi will not tell you what to think, and neither I nor the machzor is here to tell you what to pray. I only want to make explicit what I hope and believe you already know, that in this congregation, in this community, all of our deepest and different feelings about Israel and the world are beloved by God and welcome here. Today, especially as we reflect on the creation of the world and as we acknowledge God as the creator of the world, we don't turn our eyes away from the world. It's right to care. It's right to care about Israel. It's right to care about the world. And today, especially, it's right to pray for America and the challenges we face, for Israel and the challenges we face, for her security and for her soul. And it's good to pray for peace, that it should come speedily in our days.